Cave's menu system is highly configurable. It's described using XML files. The default versions of the menu system are located in the Cave plugins themselves or in Cave's Etsy directory. Override files are located in the localization store or utility tree in edX and are editable using the localization perspective. For example, the base D2D menu, here's an excerpt, is a plugin.xml file that is in the com.raytheon.uf.viz.d2d.ui plugin. It's possible to have both site and user versions of most menus by using overrides. Of course, user versions of menus were not possible in AWPS 1. The Cave configuration module will cover some examples of configuring menus, but here we'll show a couple of examples of menu files in the D2D perspective and how they're linked together to form the complete Cave menuing system. In this snippet of this plugin.xml file, you will see entries for the last part of the Options menu, the Tools menu, the Volume menu, and the first part of the Obs menu. Notice that the main menu items like Tools, Volume, and Obs have an ID tag. This allows these menu items to be referenced by other menu files. This means that other menu items can be inserted in the particular menu or inserted in the main menu before or after these menus. The first entry in the snippet is the command in the Tools menu to set the background color of the display. This is a command, meaning it will execute a specific software routine. Lots of similar commands fill up the Tools menu and are shown in detail in the Cave menu reference attached to this presentation. This reference also shows there's an ability to add your own commands to the Tools menu, and this configuration capability will be covered as an exercise in the Cave and edX exercises document. There's also a title action command towards the bottom of this snippet that makes the METAR label in the Obs menu. You might notice there are several entries called separators that are defined in the Tools menu, but no additional entries beyond a single separator named Top appear to be defined for the Volume menu, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. The separators can be either visible or invisible. Visible separators create the thin horizontal lines that split a menu into different sections, like the one marked with the number 1 in the Obs menu. Note that the line with the word METAR and the dashes is not a separator, but a particular title action command with a label. Invisible separators allow other menu entries to be added to the menu relative to the separator, either above or below it. Each invisible separator in the plugin.xml file is marked with a circled letter both in the plugin.xml snippet and where it would be located in the actual menus. So how do the menus actually get filled in with items to do useful things? Well, plugins can have plugin.xml files and various star index.xml files. Both kinds of files can add menu items in positions that are relative to items that have already been named, like the visible and invisible separators. The index.xml files are localizable and viewable using the localization perspective, but the plugin.xml files are not. For example, in this listing of menu files from the localization perspective, you can see two menu files are defined in the Tools section. One of them, tools.index.xml, installs additional menu files, in this case just the base tools menu XML file, to whatever menus have already been created by the various plugin.xml files. In the next slide, we'll see how these sets of multiple files are stitched together to create the volume menu. However, before moving on, or as a later exercise, you may wish to peruse this plugin.xml file in an editor to verify how it defines a large part of the basic menu structure of the D2D perspective. Another significant part of the menu structure is defined through a plugin.xml file in a com.raytheon.viz.ui.personalities.awips plugin. The main point to remember in all of this is that pieces of the overall basic menu structure come from various unchangeable plugin.xml files packaged in the plugins themselves. Then, the menus are fleshed out using index.xml files, which in turn reference additional XML menu files.